This is News Director Larissa Donovan continuing on the campaign trail with the Meet the Candidates series. Joining me in studio today, political newcomer in the Beltrami County District 4 race, Joseph Neft. Welcome.
Thank you, Marissa.
Well, I was so glad I could get you in here all the way from North Ohm. That's where you're living?
Yes, where I live. That's where I live. Been there my whole life.
And I saw you at the candidate forum that was hosted by the Beltrami County Farm Bureau. For those who may not know, you are a farmer as well, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a farmer and a truck driver. I was been to International Falls this morning already, and I stopped and fueled up, and it was $711 to fill my truck full of fuel this morning. So things are getting a little crazy.
And what inspired you to put your name in the ring for this commissioner race?
I believe it had to have been divine intervention, because I probably would have never done it on my own. But it's been such a kind of exciting thing for me and my family to go through. I've been blessed with a family of six children, one son and five daughters. And they've blessed us with 23 grandchildren. And so I like to leave things better than when I got it. And if I want any change, I can't complain about it if I don't do nothing. And so that's one of the reasons I decided I have to go do something myself.
And what are some of the issues that really inspired you to run? What are some of the challenges that you see Beltrami County facing at this time?
Well, some of them that I see is when I was at their township meeting, some of the residents come in there and it was, our valuation on our property is up $250 an acre. And then now this year we're going to, with the inflation the way it is, our taxes are bound to go up. And so I'd like the fiscal responsibility of the county. I don't know what I can do to help or anything like that there, but I don't know unless I go get involved.
Right, and it can be quite the challenging learning process of, how does county government work and where does the money come from and where does it all go?
You know, I was on a county road tour with the candidates here a week or so ago. And it was kind of an eye-opening experience for me, because it was the tar roads you think should be smoother. The gravel roads was actually probably better than the bad tar roads. You know, the good tar roads were good, but the bad tar roads were horrible. And I could see that the county is trying to do what they can with what money they have to fix what they have. But when I got home, when I come to the forum in Bemidji, that Brian Mershman, he drove us around. He had to drive the Paul Bunyan Transit, and he says, I think them gravel roads was better than the tar roads. And so I called Brad, the guy that works in Kellyer there, Ryan Brown. I says, you're doing a good job with the grader, because the guy made a remark that the roads are better with the gravel than what the tar was.
So you have identified roads as one of the issues. What else do you think can be improved on Beltrami County?
Well, I'm new to the whole thing yet, so I'm not real sure what all the things are, but some of the things I see, like up in Red Lake there, some of them people up there, their lakeshore has eroded away pretty bad because the winds have been so bad. The lakeshore, what can we do with as far as the county to help them? And then people, I didn't realize it, but people have been calling me. I didn't realize there were 70,000 people every winter that visit Red Lake. And sometimes they leave kind of a mess up there.
Yeah, I've heard on Upper Red. It can get pretty nasty.
That's what I'm hearing. And, and I wasn't aware of all that going on there until people call me and talk to me. We've had a couple meet and greets. We was up in Griglaw Friday, and we was up in, I think it was close to Deb's, over there in 89 Bar and Grill. We was there on Friday or Saturday. We had a nice turnout. And we're going to be in Waskish on Saturday morning from 8 to 10. You know, get a chance to meet up with the people and show them who I am and that stuff. And we was to all the parades over summer, the summer that we could go to. And we was to the Red Lake Parade. And I got a thing in Red Lake, a Red Bee tomorrow night that I'm going to talk at. And I talked to the guy there. I didn't really figure on going because my grandson's got a football game. But then I thought, you know, I probably better go up there. So I called him up and says, I could come up there for 45 minutes or an hour, but other than that, I got to go to that football game. So that's the way that turned out.
So with your meeting and greeting with the potential constituents, what are some of the issues they've been bringing to your attention?
You know, one of them that really stuck out to me is this 35 to 40% of the babies born in the hospital test positive for drugs. You know, and that's a real, and mental health. You know, it seems like it's a serious problem. I wasn't aware of all this going on in the county, and there's some real problems there. And, you know, and they was wondering what I could do about mental health, and I have no idea what I can do about mental health, but...
Yeah, it's a big issue, bigger than Beltrami County.
I guess it is. Yes, it is.
Got to get hit up the state for some of that surplus money.
You know, and that's the way I come out in the jail, too. When I answered the question in the jail there, I think we should look for some federal help there, too.
Right, but, you know, nobody really likes to fund a jail, but it will fall upon us local folks to fund it for the next generation. So at that forum, you said that you were in favor of building a new jail. Do you think how big of it do you think it should be?
Well, I said that the funding is the important part of getting the thing going. And I would support it if we had some extra help, because I think we got some coming.
All right. Well, Joseph Neft, I think I've covered all the questions I had unraveling the mystery that is you. What else can you tell us about, or what other issues that we didn't have a chance to talk about yet?
Well, one of the questions that we had was, what would we do with some of this tax forfeited land? And I know where there's some tax forfeited land that's could be put up for sale, and it's landlocked. And I think the people that live around the thing, they should have an option to buy that, rather than somebody going in and asking for it so they can get over onto that land to get to it. Put it on the tax roll, because they say we only got 25% of the county paying property taxes on it, so I would say get more land on the property tax rolls.
All right. Well, Joseph, we thank you so much for your time today. Joseph Neff, candidate for Beltrami County, District 4.